but you can't help it.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. is working to bring Timmerman home. Blinken was in Turkey Thursday discussing the future of Syria and its new leaders. Here's CBS News senior national security correspondent Charlie Daggett.
What I'm told is that they're making the right noises, right? But this is a group that may have cut ties with Al-Qaeda, but that main group, right, HTS, it's an Islamist militant organization. Its leader, Abu Muhammad al-Jalani, he remains on the U.S. terror list for attacks against U.S. troops.
President-elect Donald Trump outlined a lot of his second-term goals in an interview with Time magazine, which named him its Person of the Year. More from CBS's Nicole Killian.
On the economy, Trump, who made curbing inflation a cornerstone of his campaign, conceded it may be difficult to lower grocery prices. He explained it's hard to bring things down once they're up, but later said this.
Prices are going to start coming down because people can't afford their groceries, and they're going to be affording their groceries very soon.
After meeting with Trump's border czar pick, Tom Homan, New York City Mayor Eric Adams said he supports the administration's plan to deport undocumented immigrants who commit crimes.
We will not be a safe haven for those who commit violent acts. We don't do it for those who are citizens, and we're not going to do it for those who are undocumented.
Adams has also mentioned scaling back his city's sanctuary policies. Thousands of residents have returned to their homes in Malibu, California, now that the wildfire there is 30% contained. At least four homes, including Michelle Geffen's, were destroyed.
Thank you to the people of Malibu for being such kind neighbors and such sweet people. Like, I've never seen a community that strong and that resilient, so I just really have to thank them for being there for us, and we are there for you guys as well.
The red flag warnings for Malibu have been discontinued. The car-sized drones being spotted over New Jersey are still a mystery.
These drones are flying near sensitive governmental sites, infrastructure, military sites, things of that nature where drones are not usually reported.
But CBS's Tom Hansen reports the Pentagon is saying there's no evidence the drones pose a foreign security threat or any public threat. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Woohoo! Another girls' night out.
I'm so stressed from shopping. I couldn't find anything.
Have you tried shopping jewelry television, JTV?
I don't know. Everyone in my family is so different.
JTV has thousands of jewelry styles. Artisan, diamonds, pearls, colored gemstones, watches, even gift sets. I shop on TV and online.
New JTV customers save up to $50 when you shop jtv.com/radio.
Now can you relax?
Yes. Another round?
Yes.
Whether you're ordering wings for the game, whipping up a 7-layer dip, or ordering pizza, there's something about football that makes you want to eat. And this football season, Uber Eats has the best deals on game day food. No matter what you're craving, from 2-for-1 pizza to buy one, get one wings, Uber Eats will be dropping new deals each week, all season long. Uber Eats, official on-demand delivery partner of the NFL. Order now. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This year, kids can tell Santa what they want for Christmas through ChatGPT.
Life at the North Pole is simply magical.
The one-on-one chats with AI Santa powered through ChatGPT's advanced voice mode. Their Jackie Shannon says all users can talk to St. Nick for free through early January.
It's got this super natural conversation pattern. It has depth of emotion and tone across more than 50 languages.
I listen to the wishes of children from around the world.
Jackie even has a favorite joke from AI Santa.
Or what do you call a snowman with a six-pack and abdominal snowman?
Ho, ho, ho! May your days be merry and bright.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
San Francisco has honored Joe Rosenthal by renaming a city block after him. You may not recognize his name, but you know his work. The longtime San Francisco Chronicle photographer snapped the Pulitzer Prize-winning photo of U.S. Marines raising the flag on Iwo Jima during World War II. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear skies, lows near 5 above, wind chills between 0 and 5 below, thanks to a northwest wind. Increasing clouds Friday, highs in the upper 20s. Those clouds stay with us Friday night. Rain will be likely into Saturday afternoon. Right now, it's 4.
WRJN. We can't go on Radio Park to Ives Groves. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Every. rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling.
News and timeless hits. It's what made WRJN indispensable to Racine for over 97 years. Well, we're still here with both, and our commitment to local news and lots of fun with timeless hits continues on 99.9 and 98.1 FM and on the historic AM band at 1400. More timeless hits coming right up.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Watch it now, he gets you.
WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits Monday through Friday. But don't forget, we're here all weekend, too. Hear the Capsule Countdown, Saturday mornings between 6 and 10 with Rick Johnson. Terry Hovel has Rock and Roll Never Forgets, Saturday from 10 to 2. And the Music of the Stars with Lou Regani, Sunday morning from 7 till noon. Something for everybody all weekend. WRJN.
dappled in the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
now forever. But till then,
if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time,
the hurry, and I was a little bit late. She would await and await and await and await for her steady day. She would wait and wait and wait and wait for her steady day. She would wait and wait and wait and wait for her steady day.
Local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Change, change, change.
baby, I can't make it without you. And I'm telling you, honey, you're my reason for laughing, for crying, for living, and for dying.
Sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Even know me, I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times
on the ceiling if you want me.
Twice all the pie.
If the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness, means you
meet me in the hallway.
Means you ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. On the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness, means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa, twice on the pipe means you ain't gonna show. Answer is no.
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the heart.